So we're just going to have an informal conversation here. Let me introduce you. I invited these folks on because it's not necessarily that you see a film about Colorado and want to know all about our little issues over there, but it raises a lot of questions. And I see a lot of similarities between Colorado and New York State and a lot of the issues that are happening here. So I invited these folks to talk about what they work on and what you ought to know about what's happening regionally. So I will just introduce over here Manager Green from Clearwater, works on lots and lots of different things, pipelines and sustainable agriculture and alternative energy, and Manna just seems to be a master of all. I can just from reading her biography. And next to me, this is Gary Shaw from Indian Point Saved Energy Coalition, a longtime activist opposed to the Indian Point nuclear plant. And obviously there's a direct connection between his work and mine and what's going on, and so I'm really glad he's here to talk about that. And then this is Cecilia Kachik, who I'm just meeting right now for the first time, and she's a former state senator and a farmer, and tried to introduce a bill in the New York State Legislature to ban fracking waste. And I know there are a few others of you in the room. This is Bob Connors here, and Sue Rosenberg from the Extreme Energy Collaborative is here. So I think we should just have kind of an informal conversation. And but I'd love to just start out, maybe we'll start over here on the left with
we
Cecilia. I really want to know from each of you what you're working on that you think people in this area really ought to know about. So let's start with you.
Okay, well, I'm a little different. I ran for political office. I got in. I tried to make a difference, and I didn't win my re-election. But one of the things that was clear to me in that whole experience, and one of the things that you mentioned that I had done is I introduced legislation to ban the importation of fracking waste, because the state has said we're not going to allow fracking in New York to happen, we are still allowing the fracking waste from drilled wells in Pennsylvania to come into New York and get dumped in landfills in New York. This is the worst part of this entire process, is coming here, and it made absolutely no sense to me. We don't allow fracking, horizontal fracking, high volume fracking to occur in New York. Why should we allow the fracking waste to come into New York? And the thing that was really important to me at the time was to get the help and support from environmental groups who are working in New York State on these issues, because you have a limited amount of time. There's only one of you, and you really rely on the organizations that are working on this every day and looking at the data and finding the data and helping you assess the data. So the Sierra Club, the Environmental Advocates of New York, and other groups worked with me on this issue, helped me, you know, identify where this was occurring, that this was actually occurring, and helped me by standing up with me at a press conference and saying, this is going on, I'm doing legislation to ban it. And because I was in the minority, the Senate, and I was on the Environmental Conservation Committee, I'm limited in how many bills I can actually get them to vote on. You can introduce all you want, but actually moving it through the legislative process. So I did, I could move four bills, so I picked my ban fracking waste bill to get put on the Environmental Conservation Committee agenda last year. And the chair at the time was Senator Grisanti, and they were not going to put my bill on that agenda willingly, so I forced it on the agenda. There were TV cameras in the room, all the advocate groups were in the room when this occurred, and it was voted down in committee, 6-7, on party line. Republicans voted against it, the Democrats voted for it, and the chair of the committee said, I don't believe this is actually happening. He didn't believe that this was an issue. I was raising this nefarious issue. This wasn't really occurring, that there was waste products being sent to New York State, when in fact the Pennsylvania companies have to disclose where they're sending their waste product. It's on their website. and it was public information. So it was really stunning that the political process to get the right regulations, the right laws in place to protect people is not possible in New York under our current system because money travels. So there's just too much money in our political system, and that's why, you know, I, from the get-go, refuse to support fracking in New York, because we don't have the ability to put in place the regulations and laws to protect people and their communities and their water. So that's one of the things I want to mention today, that without the environmental groups out there working on this issue day after day after day, we wouldn't have, these things wouldn't be brought to light. So the environmental advocates have put out a report again this year, focusing on the waste product still coming into New York. And I noticed that the new chair of the Environmental Conservation Committee is Tom O'Mara, who works for a law firm that represents energy companies. And his father actually worked for Pataki, Governor Pataki, and helped deregulate energy regulations at the time. So there's this deep-seated interest backed by money, backed by, you know, good old boys network. And, you know, no one ever runs against him because you have to raise a lot of money and the seats are gerrymandered. So it's a very challenging political environment in New York to get the right people in the right places to make sure our communities are protected.